Ukraine in the early 90s. This country spent 7 decades under Soviet rule. Then, in the 90s and noughties, with a weak state and economy, what it meant to be Ukrainian was far from clear.
I haven't been one of those people who would associate themselves with Ukraine. I was trying to emigrate like so many young people from Ukraine because the country wouldn't give me anything.
Ukrainian journalist and civil rights campaigner Maxim Eristavi, who argues the toppling of the Moscow-leaning president Yanukovych in 2014 shook the Ukrainian identity question to the core.
The Maidan Revolution launched kind of a very unprecedented journey for many Ukrainians in this quest to finding out what actually being Ukrainian mean. We must to figure out and help to launch this new construct of being Ukrainian that is based more on values rather than actual physical appearances. The biggest danger at the moment is not to follow for political tricks and to paint Ukrainians as some kind of a just anti-version of Russians.
The sun is glistening off the water here this morning as we head out across the Dnipro River just north of Kiev. The oars on the raft we're crossing on are yellow and blue, Ukraine's national colours, because on the shore opposite is a camp. And it's the Ukrainian version of Boy Scouts and Girl Guides wrapped into one.
For us, the most important things are Ukraine, God, and we have to help each other.
That's the mantra of Ukraine's Scouting Association. Olya is 21.
When I go abroad, I'm happy to say that I'm Ukrainian and that Ukraine, it's not Russia, that Ukraine is a country that has its history, that has its mentality, and it's important for us to be Ukrainian and to live in such a beautiful country.
Teenagers and children are out on windsurfs, on small sailboats and kayaks. They're a generation whose views have been shaped by war against Russian-backed separatists in the east of their country and Moscow's annexation of Crimea.
Most people feel as they are part of a history because there are important events which are to be remembered and in which maybe they will be remembered.
It's so bad to have that feeling that your friends died for this country, but we going step by step to fully independent from other country, from Russia and others.
Mikhail Pogrebinsky, who in the 90s advised Ukrainian President Leonid Kuchma, believes Ukrainian identity is now based around the idea of not being Russian. For him, distancing the country from Russia is only damaging the economy. When, according to a recent poll he conducted, which didn't survey Crimea or the eastern Donbass, a quarter of those interviewed said they wanted Ukraine to enter a union with Russia and Belarus. As they mark a quarter of a century of independence, many Ukrainians will be thinking about their battle over their sovereignty today. And the elephant in the room will be a Russian bear.